This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are getting ready for the summer, and you're getting really, really excited for barbecue season. Going to have family over. Well, I don't know if you're excited about having the family over. But you're going to have friends over, neighbors over. You're going to slab that meat with your famous rub. And everybody kind of comes around going, man, you know, that looks good. Did you do this? What did you do? Did you, I know how guys do it. You know, they're like, they want to put in their 2 cents. This is how I do it. This is how I do it, you know. And you got to have a little kick. What are you using for that? No, you're not using bourbon? How come you're not putting bourbon on it? And then, all right, so everybody talks about the raw meat. They're all looking at the raw meat, and I'm into meat, so yeah, I'll look at the raw meat too, and I'm like, okay, well, this looks kind of good. And then I apologize for getting some phone calls here. Why are people calling me? Call the show. And so maybe because people agree they're into meat as well. And then that meat gets slabbed on. Take that raw meat, you go to your barbecue, and you throw it on there, and you get the fire going, and the kids get yelled at, and everybody tells the moms to keep the kids out of the way. Well, the moms don't want to be dealing with the kids and trying to keep all the paper plates from falling off the tables and the wind and all that. We'd rather be cooking the meat. You know, so I'm like, you know what? Men, you deal with the paper plates and the potato salad and everything nobody wants. I'll handle the meat. Like, no, women aren't allowed. No, you're a girl. Go over there. So I'm like, but I don't want to do the paper plates. I don't care about the coleslaw. The kids, watch the kids. So I'm watching the kids, and I don't get to be at the barbecue. So personally, barbecues don't really happen in my house anymore because I don't get to do what I want to do. But I love the smell of meat. It's fun. It's a great time. And we do. It's an American tradition, the barbecue, throughout the summer, for Mother's Day, Father's Day, 4th of July. Until the lawsuits happen. So we have a growing population of vegans. Now, it's okay. We like the vegans. No, I am very pro-vegan on this show. I'm not vegan, but I have vegan brothers and sisters who I live among and who are co-workers. And if they are vegan, be nice to the vegans. Be nice. Now, most of my vegan friends do their vegan thing on their own time. You know, we'll go out and like, look, you know, or they're vegetarian, you know, or think about going to a place or some barbecue place. We're vegan, vegetarian. No worries. You want to eat a salad or do you want to go out with us maybe next year instead? We'll go out with you next year. So we get along. We make it work. We make that friendship work. But the problem we're having is now that more vegans are moving into our neighborhoods, they're smelling that barbecue. They're smelling the smoker. Now, I don't like to barbecue meat. I don't like the black, burnt, crisp, charbroiled. I don't like that. When I make a steak, I do it in the kitchen where I sear it and then I put it in the oven. I don't like charcoal. So I do it indoors. But now that, you know, the weather's nice, you open up the windows. Also, you know, I want the kids to, if they are coming to the house, I want them to be like, oh, it smells like someone's cooking something good in here. So I want all the flavors to smell, and then all the cats and dogs come to the kitchen going, I want some. But if you have a vegan neighbor, you're ticking them off. And we keep pissing off our vegan and vegetarian neighbors with the smell of meat. It's actually started to turn into some lawsuits in some countries where they are suing their neighbors for the smell of meat. Now, mind you, I have neighbors who are on a diet. And so if I'm running around singing happy birthday or, you know, chocolate this, chocolate, I make up chocolate songs because I just love chocolate, you know. You know, like that meow mix, meow, 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 you know, I'm like chocolate, 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 chocolate. Obviously, like singing some chocolate songs. What if somebody is diabetic? Can they sue me? You know, all I'm doing is I run around the house and sometimes I'll have chocolate on my face. What if a diabetic neighbor comes to my door, wants to talk to me, and I have all this chocolate dripping on me? Right? You know, am I obstructing their rights? And so we're going to start to see, as we have more vegans, vegetarians, non-meat eaters, maybe diabetics, they're going to need their home and neighborhood and surroundings free of those temptations. And mark my words, there's going to start being laws on barbecue and barbecue smells. And I'm a little nervous about this because this is something that's an American pastime. And all my vegan friends and vegetarian friends are like, you know, I tell you, that's okay. If you got food on your face, you know, we're not going to make it, you know, capital crime. Just try to get the food off your face. But you are starting to have individuals say and ask their neighbors to stop cooking their meat. Now, mind you, we do need to eat less meat. We eat too much meat. Meat, I think, should only be consumed a few times a week, if that. There's other forms of healthier protein. But gosh darn it, if it's barbecue time, it's barbecue time. Now, Father's Day, don't be doing a barbecue. Dads, the last thing they want to do is clean out the backyard, clean the... have family over. They just want a day off. So I have no problem for there being legislation saying give dads a break and don't make them barbecue. But a lot of guys, they love the barbecue. They love their smokers. And there's, we have a pizza thing. What do you call it? Is it like an oven where we can make pizza in our backyard? Well, if somebody is keto, they might not like the smell of the dough. So we need to figure something out, because when you live in an apartment or a neighborhood and houses are right on top of each other, they're going to smell their other stuff. And mark my words, we are going to start having counties or districts legislate when you could cook and when you can't, so it doesn't affect other people's olfactory senses. And I don't know where I stand on that. I mean, if somebody says, look, you can only cook between 5 and 6 p.m. and then tell all vegans to stay home during that time, and then hopefully the smell is gone by the time they go for a run, you know, at 7, 8 o'clock, or walk the dog, that is doable. But it's is that where we're going? So what I would do, if I were you, because we love our neighbors, right? You want to have peace among your neighbors, is ask them and say, look, I do a lot of barbecue and I do a lot of outdoor cooking. Does it disturb you? And if so, can we come up with a time where I do the cooking and then you're just aware and we make this work? But there's got to be a compromise. Otherwise, people are going to be getting sued left and right. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so some of you have asked about, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so I live in the Southwest United States. And houses in Nevada used to be very, very inexpensive compared to California. So Californians would sell their place in California, come out to Nevada. Nevada people will change their license plate to note California by Nevada. But, you know, having been from California, I'm still California at heart. I might not agree with a lot of their politics, but I just love the state of California. And being at you know, the core Californian. I am, though, a Nevadan. And I'm like, that's fine. Come out here. The problem is when they come with their money, they kind of outprice us that don't make the money that Californians do. And we can't afford to buy our houses for cash like a lot of Californians can. And Californians have driven up the price of homes for Nevada. So one of our listeners was asking about where's the best place to buy a home. How do you keep housing costs down? But they're finding themselves close to retirement, and they don't have property. They don't have a place to live. They've been in an apartment for most of their lives. So I'm not an economic expert, but having lived in apartments and houses and having seen the economy go up and down and being a small business owner myself, the first piece of advice I could give to you is think small. You do not have to have... A lot of people, when they have a home, they're thinking of white picket fence, pool, large backyard for a dog to run around, multiple bedrooms for a bunch of kids to sleep in, big Thanksgiving feast done in the house, so you need a big, huge family room. A guard gate, so somebody has to go through the gate and come in. If you're kind of a new homeowner, you need to think small first. The big problem I see is people want to buy something that they can't afford. And when you suggest, well, you don't really need that many bedrooms, you don't need a pool, you don't need, they immediately go, well, yeah, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. No, you don't. And in fact, in my neck of the woods, having a pool could hurt the house. There's a lot of retirees that do not want to take care of a pool and don't want the expense of the water. And so what used to be so necessary to sell a house in the Southwest, per se, you know, having a pool, is now starting. There's people saying, look, I need a house that has a small backyard. Well, they don't want to take care of a pool. You know, there was an article talking about Florida is starting to get very expensive to live. So why not move to Alabama? There are amazing places to live in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana. And there, you know, if Florida's too expensive, you don't have to be in Florida. If Nevada's too expensive or Utah's too expensive, why not Idaho? So you know, I think what happens is when we think about, just as we spoke about with owning a business, like, well, if I want to own a business, I need to have this many employees. I need to have a president, a vice president. We need to have this board. We need to think small first. You're going to build on it. The average person does not need a four-bedroom house. Three bedrooms are fine. The average person does not need a big, huge dining room. There are ways where you could do meals outside, on the lawn, on the, you know, in multiple rooms, have the table. I mean, you know, if you're putting off getting a house because you are waiting to afford a mansion, it's not going to happen. You do want to buy a home that's sellable. You know, a home that only has two bedrooms might not sell. A home in an area that, you know, has high crime might not sell. But get into a home. If it goes up, you could flip it. Use that money to buy a bigger home. But I see that all the time. Same thing with square footage. You don't need a 4,000 square foot house. You don't need a 3,000 square foot house. Most of us live in 1,200 square feet very comfortably. I said, well, yeah, but it's hard to sell a home that small. Yeah, hey, but at least you're in a home. The way rent is going, and understandably, is rent is so high priced because tenants got screwed. During the eviction moratorium, their landlords got screwed. During the eviction moratorium, tenants weren't paying. And understandably so, because tenants lost their job because of the lockdown. So landlords had to hold on to properties and try to make properties last with no rent coming in. They're not gonna let that happen to them again. So they are collecting as much money as possible from inflated rents to cushion that blow or a future blow. So rent is ridiculous. My mortgage payment on my house, and I love the area of town I live in with a guard and a gate, my mortgage is way cheaper than the average apartment price that I'm seeing people live in. There's something wrong with that. So, look, if you're going to be in a place temporarily, 6-month lease, whatever, rent. There's a lot of great apartments. You get to meet people. You know, why commit yourself to a house? Have those property taxes. I get it. But if you're looking to stay in a location and grow a family, you are going to want to look for a home, something that you own, something you could sell. Especially now that they're playing around with the mortgage rates, or depending on your credit score. You know, if you have good credit, you'll get a lower mortgage score. But if you're in an in-between credit, you might be now paying more to help offset lower credit losses that banks are taking. I know this is really drawing up a lot of criticism. We'll talk about it more in detail later. But many individuals with good credit are feeling like they have to now downgrade their credit in order to not have to pay more money on their mortgage. Now, I don't think this starts until later in the year, but if you are looking for a home, you still have that little window of not having to take on the extra fees, and there are multiple homes you could buy that don't necessarily need to be, figure out what your, main needs are. Thanksgiving and Christmas are huge, and I get it. Having a nice place to have a meal where you have, but, I don't have a big area for, I could probably maybe fit 10 people. If I have to. I don't, in my house, have, unless we move the tables to the family room. We've had parties where we fed people in the family room and outside of the backyard. It's good enough. I didn't need to buy a big hall if I only have people come in a couple times a year, that's not worth it. So you need a place that's safe, you need a place you could live, and you need to build equity. So think small. Most of the bedrooms, you don't need a big, huge master bedroom. I see this with houses. The master bedroom looks like, Elvis's bedroom. Elvis's bedroom I don't think was that big either in the home he had in Vegas. But people think you need a big, huge bedroom and a huge walk-in closet and a sitting area in the... I don't sit in the master bedroom. Now, what we did do is our master bedroom does have a place, some extra room that was supposed to be... I put my treadmill there. I put up a TV, a treadmill. I work out there. Fine. I'll use the extra space for a mini gym. But if you don't... The average person doesn't spend that kind of time in their bedroom. Same thing with your kids. If you have teenage kids, you don't want them home all the time. Get their butts outside. They have a bed. Make that... who cares if their room is dorm style? But there's a lot of things you could do to make things inexpensive. I don't think you have to buy very expensive stainless steel appliances. Buy appliances that work. Some of these appliances that work can be any color you want. You don't have to have fancy marble. You don't have to have fancy granite. There's cool wallpaper now that can make walls look great, so you don't have to hire faux painters that paint. There's ways to make it cheap. My furniture, IKEA. I love it. Fine by me. But I think many of us look at what we want to do and we don't realize that you could do baby steps. Some people are like, well, I want to be a doctor. Well, that's great. Well, just get your first degree. If you think you can't make that whole way, at least start going towards your first degree. Baby steps, people. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Cities along the Mississippi River are bracing for what could be one of the worst floods in 20 years, thanks to the record snowpack in Minnesota and North Dakota now melting into the river's headwaters.
It's worrisome, but I'm trying not to go there. You know, I could fill my head with all that madness, but I'm just going to go with the flow, and if the flow over, it's over.
Davenport, Iowa resident Bobby Stansberry has watched the river steadily rise the past few days, surrounding houses and businesses. It won't crest in Davenport till maybe Sunday. The parents of the man who killed five people at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky, say their son should never have been allowed to buy a gun. On the Today Show, Todd Sturgeon said his son suffered from anxiety, panic attacks, and once attempted suicide. The man who pioneered the tabloid talk show has died. Jerry Springer drew outrage and big ratings for 27 years. Springer died after a battle with cancer today at age 79. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Okay, so I don't know if any of you guys heard about this, but this is a little scary. So a pharmaceutical company or a generic medication company has filed for bankruptcy. This was going to happen. Companies are going to file. These, you know, going to try to reorganize. We understand that. A lot of closures, job losses are happening nowadays. It's unfortunately, it's our economy and the way things have been going. But when it affects our medications, that gets a little scary. And apparently this one company has issued a recall because as a result of them filing for bankruptcy, they couldn't necessarily guarantee all the quality assurance had been done on the drugs. Very grateful for this announcement. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for telling us that in the midst of a bankruptcy filing and chaos and mass firings, things might not have been double-checked properly. So we have a bunch of drugs now being recalled. Now, seeing any company go under or file bankruptcy and have to close down facilities, especially in the U.S., makes me nervous because we have this possible pending war with China, and many of our medicines are made in China. We also buy many of our generic medications from Mexico. Any more issues with Mexico and cartels? And so the last thing we need is to be losing any more American pharmaceutical companies. So I'm going to write this out for you guys. I'm going to do a quick article later today so you guys could check the drugs. But let me just tell you, this is what the U.S. FDA has published. Acorn has issued a voluntary nationwide recall of multiple human and animal drug products, so veterinarians are also aware. These are within medications that haven't expired yet because the company had to shut down. As a result of the bankruptcy, the firm is removing these products due to discontinuation of the quality program, which would result in the company's inability to assure that products meet the identity, strength, quality, and purity. So Acorn Trustee, the Acorn Operating Company, LLC, filed bankruptcy in February. They ceased and shut down all operations and terminated all of the employees of their domestic U.S. sites. So if you thought the employees who were getting fired are like, you know what, let me just go and, you know, make sure this batch is good. The employee got fired, they hit the road. So this is something that I'm very grateful this is being announced. I know a lot of news outlets haven't talked about this yet. But while layoffs are happening, and we're really nervous about what's going to happen with Disney and multiple other companies with the layoffs, if a pharmaceutical company or a generic company or a manufacturer of pills is undergoing layoffs, what's happening with the quality assurance? And how do we know, and the oversight? The Acorn Trustee is initiating a voluntary recall of various within-expiry human and animal products as a result of the closures and discontinuation of the quality activities of the marketed products. The discontinuation of the quality program would result in the company's inability to assure that the products met the identity, strength, quality, purity characteristics that were purported or represented to possess, which rendered the products adulterated. While specific risks to patients from adulterated products cannot always be identified or assessed, it is also not possible to rule out patient risks resulting from the use of products. So now they are notifying wholesalers, retailers, manufacturers, medical facilities, repackagers. They're notifying everybody of this. And if consumers have questions, they can contact Acorn at their 1-800 number. It's 1-800-932-5676. There's online forms. There's and, you know, mind you, in light of what we learned yesterday with many melatonin products having maybe 400% more melatonin than they should, or no melatonin or CBD in the product, the oversight is huge. Oversight should be the last to be closed down with any of these companies. And unfortunately, if nobody can guarantee that it was done right, how do you trust the product? So some of these products are your Tylenol with codeine. These are generic. Acyclovir. Acyclovir oral suspension. So for kids with primary herpes or chicken pox, all lots of those have been suspended from Acorn. Albuterol syrup. There's oral albuterol syrup. And we also use albuterol for SVN albuterol syrup was including this, amantadine, artificial tears. Remember there was an artificial tear recall? I don't know which company that was. I need to double check. But artificial tears, as we know, can sadly hold pathogens. And I think somebody died from that last artificial tear pathogen outbreak. Atropine sulfate, azelastine. Azelastine is your Astelin nasal spray for allergies. Bacitracin ointment that we use for, it's like a Neosporin that we use for infected skin wounds. Calcitrol, cyclopox, cimetidine, clobetasol cream. A lot of the clobetasol ointments, clobetasol propionate, these we use for eczema, psoriasis, chromalone sodium for our asthmatics, diuril, docu-liquid, docusate sodium liquid. Okay, for those of us who use stool softeners, our docusate liquid had an issue. Ephedrine, ferrous sulfate, which is iron. Fluticasone nasal spray is your Flonase. Now, not all Flonases, but these are generic made by Acorn. Guaifenesin with codeine, that's a robitussin with codeine. Hydralazine is a heart medication. More hydrocortisones, hydromorphones. Ketorolac ophthalmic solution is an NSAID, or it's a anti-inflammatory we use for the eye, but I don't think the Kenalog shots, or the Toradol shots are affected. Lactulose, levofloxacin, which is a very popular antibiotic, your lidocaine ointment, lidocaine jelly, lidocaine solutions, lorazepam, which is your Ativan, midazolam injections, naloxone. Now, naloxone we use for opioid reversals to prevent the respiratory depression with that. That's interesting that the 0.4 milligram per mil, 1 cc and 10 cc vial, certain ophthalmic ointments, your Patanol eye drops, looks like might be on short supply. There's prednisone, promethazine, rifampin, fentanyl injections, sodium chloride solutions, other sorts of antibiotics included in this, vitamin D, Zopenex, which we use for our asthmatics, tobramycin, and then there's a list of veterinarian medications. So what does that mean? Well, I'm giving you this list because if you take any of these medications on a regular basis, then there might be a shortage. So when you have a company, I mean, remember what happened with Abbott and the formula. When the Sturgis facility had to close down, it caused months to years of a shortage. And so this is a big company. And so I don't know all the ramifications yet. I haven't been able to kind of do a cross-check on how many other companies are still producing a lot of these medications. But don't be surprised if a few of them are going to be in very, very, very short supply. Hospitals don't need this right now. Medical facilities don't need this right now. This is something that could be a big pain in the butt. So your job is if you are on any medication, and most of them are generic, because Obamacare covers generics a lot better than brand names, you might want to talk to your medical provider about if your medication could be affected by this. I'm sorry, my nose is running because now my Flonase is in short supply. And as we come into this allergy season, if your asthma, allergies, anything you require, you haven't gotten, you might want to consider making sure you have other ways to get the medication. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI 1-877-DOCDALI. So, how many of you had to learn a musical instrument when you were younger? So, I had parents, and even though I moved multiple times, my mom always made sure that there was a little bit of money to teach us kids piano. And it was amazing how that was something we didn't cut back on. We cut back on our clothes. Nothing was stylish. You know, I had home haircuts, food, tennis shoes from supermarkets. We cut back on, would run into a McDonald's and use that jelly, grab as much jelly as possible, so we would use jelly for our breakfast, so my mom only had to buy a loaf of bread. But when it came to piano, a few years, when we had some little extra money, we had to learn piano. And I am very grateful that I learned how to play piano. I can't accompany myself singing. That is the type of piano playing I wish I could do. I could read the music and play the song, and I have some songs memorized. So I don't really call myself a piano player. But the reason why my mom especially was so adamant about us doing that is it was just a given. Your kids need to learn how to speak fluently. You know, if they could learn a second language, that's better, but we didn't learn the second language because my mom did most of the talking, so my father could never learn, you know, his language, unfortunately, which was Hebrew. I had to pick up Spanish in school, and so I could speak not 100% fluently, but I could speak Spanish. But my mom was like, at least I could teach you an instrument. So we tried that. None of us really had full long-term lessons just because we kept moving. But a study now has said that if you learn to play a musical instrument, that could be the secret to keeping our brains young. Scientists connected to the study found another benefit, that it also can make us better listeners as we get older. See, a lot of us don't listen. I know my husband doesn't listen to me. I don't listen to him. You know, he'll go, remember I told you this? I wasn't listening. You know, I was watching Ted Lasso and you were talking in the middle of it. What made you think I was going to stop watching Ted Lasso to listen to you? So, you know, we are poorer listeners. But I guess those of us that are very musically inclined listen a little better. So this new research looked at the brains of musicians and non-musicians, both young and old, and they discovered that playing music can help keep brains sharp, young, and focused as people age by exercising and preserving areas of the brain. Well, of course, it's if you don't use it, you lose it. So for those individuals, I'm in Las Vegas, so we have tons of entertainers that play well into their 70s and 80s, and they are sharp as a tack because they still play the guitar, they still play piano. They still play their instrument. This research, I believe, came out of China, and they discovered that long-term musical training could delay and even counteract the natural and age-related decline in the ability to listen and keep the mind young. Now, this study was published in the journal Science Advances. Older musicians can even match the brains of young non-musicians in identifying audio-visual syllables under noisy conditions. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, don't a lot of musicians do, you know, drugs? No, they don't. Many individuals play instruments and they don't necessarily do drugs. It could be any instrument. It could be piano. It could be guitar. It could be ukulele. It could be flute, the triangle, the drums. I always want to learn how to play the drums. The drums and guitar. Those are still on my bucket list. So they say the world's population is aging at an unprecedented rate, according to Fox News. The study shows there are ways to age healthily and counteract the natural cognitive declines associated with growing older. It is not the first study to demonstrate this, obviously not the last, but it does remind us that if we use our brain, the more we use it, the less we lose it. Research suggested listening to orchestra performances such as Beethoven's Fifth Symphony or Mozart's Marriage of Figaro may boost our brain power. This hypothesis has been called the Mozart effect. Penn medicine experts suggest those playing in the orchestra may derive the most benefits of all. And, it's interesting. I don't listen to a lot of classical music because I don't want to fall asleep. Well, maybe that's a good thing. If you're having trouble sleeping, maybe you should be listening to classical music. You know, I prefer a lot of pop music and hip-hop and things like that. I can't listen to that music before I go to sleep because I think to myself, I'm dancing it, I'm singing it. No. But if I relax with classical music, the only problem with classical music, and this was my problem with it, is I would, you know, one of my alter lives, I'm an Olympian in figure skating, okay? So, you know, every one of us is like, you know, if you won the Olympics, what would it be in? Well, mine would be figure skating. Am I a figure skater? No. I can ice skate. But in my mind, I have won multiple gold medals in figure skating. And I actually have, in my mind, all the songs. Not all of them are classical pieces. Many of them are pop pieces where I'm doing backflips and multiple things. And I was like, oh, my God, nobody's ever done that before. Yay, Dr. Dahlia. So I do have to be careful because when I do listen to classical music, I start to put in my choreography. And I have some fantastically choreographed figure skating routines in there because for me to win the Olympics, I can't just say I won it. I had to prove to my brain why I won it. But and then with that, you won't fall asleep. But that does count in terms of mental gymnastics. That does count if you're choreographing your, you know, doing your, I don't know, F1 run or whatever to that music in the background. That does count. So the point to all of this is we can fight aging. And we don't have to age as quickly as others do. And I do think it's imperative for us to look at other ways to use our brain. You know, years ago I told you about a study where people who were bilingual had less dementia. Now, is it because they ate healthier? Is it because people who were bilingual, you know, had, you know, different sort of cultures and maybe different genetics? But they filtered out for all of that in the study, and they found that those who were bilingual used their brains more. You know, and I notice when I do speak Spanish, it doesn't just, you know, I could speak without even thinking. I could talk in my sleep in English. But in Spanish or in some of the other languages that I picked up some words in, I have to stop and think. That stopping and thinking and putting the word together, that uses extreme function, and that function keeps your brain active. So it's never too late to learn another language. And I've told a lot of my friends who are, you know, in their 50s, I'm like, you know, look, they're like, gosh, I wish I knew Spanish. I'm going to learn it. I taught myself Spanish in my 20s. I didn't learn it as a kid. I wish I could have, but I didn't. You could learn a language anytime. You have Babbel, Duolingo. You have all these apps and things that can, and classes and Rosetta Stone. Why not? Now, when I did that, my friends say, yeah, but later Google's going to, you're going to have this Google Translate, so you can go to any country and just speak English, and it'll translate to that language. I go, but don't you want to understand it? I hear people talking all the time. We were just in Houston, and my husband wanted, I think, some extra coffee because he didn't need them to clean the room. And he wanted to tip them, and, you know, he was struggling, so I popped my head out, and I explained to her what he wanted. We thanked them, you know, whatever. You know, you're not always going to have tech with you. You're going to want to be able to converse to people. Yeah, and this is America. In America, we don't all speak English. In America, there's multiple languages that are spoken, and you might not always be able to hear what your neighbor is telling you. So I would say if you can't learn a musical instrument, which I think you all can, and I'm going to try to learn drums and guitar next, learn a language. So valuable. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.